One of my favorite trivia questions I like to ask is, who is the least favorite person in the Torah? Who is the person, it's not an individual with a proper name, but what category of person does the Torah hate the most? And so I often get different answers. Person who worships Avodah Zarah, that's definitely someone high on the list. Person who kills, Gili Arayos. And these are all certainly horrible averos, and I don't know whether the Torah hates such a person or the Torah just disapproves of such a person's actions. Very unclear, but there is somebody who makes it very clear the Torah cannot stand this person. And this week's Parsha, we read about such an individual, and that individual is the Mesis. The Mesis is someone who tries to get someone else to worship Avodah Zarah. And the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, Ki Yisisecha, So if someone is maces you, if someone entices you to sin, whether he is your brother, the son of your mother, or your son or your daughter, or your wife, or it's your friend who you love like yourself, right? There's a lot of halachas that are learned. It's an interesting source for Hilchos Yichud that's learned from this pasuk, but not for now. And it's Baseser, and it's done in private Limur. What does he say? Let us go and let us worship other gods, foreign gods, Avodah Zarahs, that you did not know, you and your father, meaning neither you nor your father know such gods. So this is the background we have in terms of who the Mesis is and what he asks you to do. And the Torah goes on and discusses more descriptions of the Avodah Zarah. And then picking it up on Pasuk Tes, it says, Lo sovelo velo sishma elov. Right? Don't desire him, and or don't desire to listen to him, and don't listen to him. Velo sachos incha elov, and don't take pity on him. Right? That's one. Don't have your eyes... Bichas on him is really to have pity on him. Lo sachmo, another form of pity. Don't be empathetic towards him. Lo sechase alav, right, and don't cover up for him. Why? Ki harog teharigenu yadcha tiyabo barishona lahamiso, right. You should surely kill him. Your hand should be the first one to kill him. V'yad kol ha'am b'achrona, right, and then everyone else should be after you. Should be last. Uschalto v'avanim v'meish. You give him skila. When he dies, because he tried to turn you away from Hashem, who took you out of Mitzrayim, and Chol Yisrael Yishmeru Biraun, everyone in Israel should see and they should fear what happened. They should not do anything like this horrible thing in your midst. So here you have the psukim about the Mesis, and specifically we are told not to take any kind of pity or cover up for the Mesis, but it's done in a number of different Lashonos, which causes Rashi to interpret each one of the Lashonos based on a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah that we have. And I'll get back to that in one second, but just to add on to the idea that we don't take any pity on the Mesis, in fact, we actually engage in some sort of entrapment. Normally, whenever we have an individual who's going to receive Edim and Hasra, so you have to have witnesses who see the crime, and they're witnessing him to about to commit the crime, and he's about to do the Aver, and they say to him, don't do this, because if you do it, you're gonna be violating the such and such an Isser, and you're going to be chayev such and such a punishment, and we don't want that to happen, so please don't do this. And he has to be mekabel the hasra. He has to say yodeani v'amenaskin aniosa. I'm doing it anyway. I don't care about. I know all the information. This is not a show gig. This is the real deal, and I'm going to do it anyway. So in order for him to be chayav, you need hasra. It needs to be right before he does it. There needs to be kabbalah hasra. But if you look in the Mishnayos and Sanhedrin, they describe a process which is almost like entrapment. It's not quite entrapment, but probably pass muster for secular law. Not that that's the koveya, but the, just in terms of popular reference. So it would it would probably not be full entrapment, but certainly compared to every other case of Asura in the Torah, it's entrapment. Basically, the guy, you have the Edom hide behind the wall, and you walk the guy next to them, you say, oh, you know, remember we were talking about yesterday where you made a suggestion? What was that suggestion again? I've been thinking about it. And he tells you again, oh, I want to worship this Avodah Zarah, you should join me, it's Gevaldik, whatever it is. And then the Edom pop out and they arrest the guy and that's it. And then they come and testify against him in court, which is, again, not the way we do things normally. The Mesis is an exception to this rule as well. So number one, we have the Torah instructing us time and time again. I don't care, says the Torah, if this is your brother, whether he's on your mother's side, he could be your son or your daughter, it could be your wife, could be your friend who your best friend. Doesn't matter. You don't take any pity on this guy. You don't cover up for him. You don't empathize with him. Rather, you just you have to be the one to carry out the misa. And this is, it's pretty intense. But Rashi goes further. Rashi says in Pasuk Tes, lo sovelo, lo tehe ta'evlo. Right? So he says, the first thing is like what I said, the way I translated it was don't desire. But then he adds on, he says, no, what does that mean in terms of halacha? It says, lo te'ahat te'avenu, don't love him. What do you mean don't love him? The fishanemar ve'ahaftal re'acha kamocha. Right? The Torah says you have to love every Jew like yourself. As zeh lo te'ahat, don't love this guy. So the first thing of lo sovel lo is not just about don't want to stick up for him. It means don't love him. Don't feel a sense of ve'ahaftal re'acha kamocha for the mesis. Ve'lo sishmai love, and don't listen to him. So what does that mean, don't listen to him? Of course you can't listen to him. You can't worship over dessert. No, says Rashi, v'ischanano al nafsho limcholo. When he pleads for himself, when he asks for mechila afterwards, don't listen to him. Don't take pity on him. Shenem razov tazov imo. Lazel lo tazov. Meaning when you see someone, normally he quotes the pasuk of Prika and Teina, where the guy is struggling and he needs help and you can't just look the other way. You got to go and help him schlep his packages. You got to help him load up his donkey. You got to help him unload the donkey, whatever it is. So there you're supposed to go out and help him. This guy don't help. When this guy begs you for help, you don't help him. Next. Lo sachos ein chalav. Don't have your eyes take pity on him. Don't empathize. I don't know how you want to translate it exactly. Because there's another Isser in the Torah. Don't stand by and let someone else be killed. If you see someone drowning, if you see someone hurting, if you see somebody about to get involved in a really bad situation, right? Don't stand by and let the person get hurt. Don't let stand by the guy make bad decisions. Whatever it may be. This guy, you should not take pity on him. Even though normally we think lo samar adam reyacha, lo sachmol, and then the next one is don't have any chemla, right? Don't have any pity on him. Lo sefach bischuso, right? Lo tapich bischuso. Don't try to be melamed schus on him. Normally, what do we have? We have a concept of dan lekav schus, right? We have a mitzvah vihitzilu ha'eda. We have a mitzvah betzedek tishpar amisecha. Right, so whenever there's a capital case, there's Vitzilu Eid, you're always supposed to be Malamed Schus on everything, you're always supposed to say good things about him. And just in our interpersonal relationships, we have this idea of Bitzedek Tishpor Amisecha, not just in a courtroom, but when you talk to the person, you be Dan Lekav Schus, you feel good about the way you want to judge a person, you want to judge him favorably, you want to feel positively towards him and try to make excuses for him in the positive. And in this case, we're told, don't be Dan Lekav Schus, don't try to start off by saying something positive and get him off the hook. Next, v'lo sechase alav, don't cover up for him. Imata yodeh lo chovo eino rashai lishtok. If you know something bad about him that's going to get him in trouble, you know something that's going to get him chayev, you have to say it. You're not allowed to be silent. So again, what's the Torah saying? That if you have evidence against him, normally we have a thing, if you have a zechus, someone's on trial for murder, he killed somebody. Doesn't get much worse than that. Or a guy is mamash an oved avodah zarah. He worshipped the avodah zarah. You have a limud schus, so then you must speak up. There's a mitzvah for you to speak up. You're not allowed to remain silent. However, if you have a limud chova, then we don't force you to speak up. You're not chayiv. Let the dayanim find their own chovas. You don't have to be the one who piles on this guy who's on trial for his life. But here by the mesis, you must be melamed chova on him. Then, when we go further, in the next pasuk yud, ki harog targenu, you must kill him. Yotzmi beizdin zakei hachzireo lechova. Let's say he's found innocent, but then you think of a limud chova on him, you can bring him back. Yotze mi Beis Din Chayev Al Tachzirei L'Schus. And on the flip side, if he leaves the Beis Din Chayev, he's being brought out to be killed, and you think of a Limud Schus, keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything to try to get him off the hook. So what do we see over here? The opposite, again, of every other capital case, right? You have to kill him, and you can't simply try to get him off the hook by being melamed zchus on him like we would in every other case, murderer, gili arayus, right, avodah zarah, whatever it is. This mesis, we hate this guy so much, we want to get him, we want to kill him at all costs. And again, there's a lot to be said, and there's a lot to say for why we hate the mesis so much and why it's so terrible, but that's not for now. I wanted to focus on just on one minor ha'ara, which I think is the most important thing for us to learn from the Mesis. Yes, of course, we need to, you know, make sure that our lives are free from any person who's going to be Mesis us in the wrong direction. We have to always, obviously, keep good friends. We have to have a good Sviva. We have to surround ourselves in good environments, etc. There's no doubt that all of that is 100% true, and that is a very, very important thing that we can learn from the Mesis and from many other places as well. And many of the Rambam stresses this in the Mishneh Torah, and many of the Bali Musar stress this in all kinds of different contexts. But this is not what I wanted to bring up as the punchline for today. I just wanted to bring up the idea that the Mesis is the one. He's the one exception to all of these rules. What do we have? Lo sovel lo. Why? What does that mean? It means that normally there's a mitzvah v'ahavta re'acha kamocha. When you deal with anyone, if he's not a mesis, meaning he's an oved avodah zarah, he's a shofech damim, he's a bo'al arayas, whatever he is, there is a mitzvah v'ahavta re'acha kamocha. Now, I'm not going into the halachos of v'ahavta re'acha kamocha. There are certain exceptions, yes. But the default position is the Torah needs to tell you when you don't observe v'ahavta re'acha kamocha. That is point number one. Every single person that you encounter, there's a mitzvah v'ahavta re'acha kamocha. The mesis is the exception. We need a pasuk in the Torah to tell you, don't observe v'ahavta re'acha kamocha. Number two, don't try to help him out. Every other Jew in the world, azov ta'azov, you got to help him out. You see someone, he's schlepping along. Get in there, help him out, do something for him. Every single Jew you see on the street, there is a mitzvah, whether he's your best friend, your worst enemy, somewhere in between, you got to help him out. That is point number two. Don't, lo sachos incha alav, right? What is that all about? Lo samad adam reyacha. This is the pasuk which tells you, here is the one person to whom lo samad adam reyacha doesn't apply. The mesis, everyone else, every single Jew you meet, the default position is lo samad adam reyacha. Don't be able to stand by and watch something bad happen to them. It doesn't just mean them dying. It doesn't just mean them getting sick. It could just be somebody making a terrible decision and you know you can help. You have some good advice for them. You have some positive thing. You see someone and they're depressed. Everyone's talking about mental health all the time these days, and perhaps rightfully so. But lo samad adam reyacha can include just giving them a nice smile, you know, giving them a wave, wishing them a good morning, whatever it may be. That could be a key in lo samad adam reyacha. You see someone looking all sad and depressed, lo samad adam reyacha means you can't just stand by and be like, all right, it's none of my business. He's depressed, he's sad, whatever. No, do something to pick them up. Do something to help them. Again, that applies to every single member of Klal Yisrael. There needs to be a clause in a pasuk that tells you you're not chayev in that, and that's dafka by the mesis, right? Lo sachmo, right? So we say don't have any chemla on them. And Rashi said, don't try to be melamed zchus. Don't try to look for a zchus for them. Every other Jew in the world, you look for a zchus. Every other Jew in the world, you're trying to be down the kav zchus. Again, there are rules of down the kav zchus. Whatever you're chayev to do, that's what you should do. But l'maisa, there has to be a pasuk to tell you when it comes to the mesis, don't be down the kav zchus. Mashma, the default position is that every other person is to be down the kav zchus. Lo sechasel up, don't cover up for him. Imata yodea lo chovo ein arashay lishtok. Which means that if you have a chov, you have something bad to say about the mesis, you got to say it. So how many times are we involved in a conversation where we're listening to someone say something good about someone else? We know a chov. We know something that's not so great about this person, and we feel the need. Well, we got to educate the masses over here. We got to tell them the truth. Therefore, we jump in, we say it. We try to bring this person down. No, that's for one person. That's for the masses. This is not an educational thing that we need to go around being melamed chov on everybody else. Just the opposite. We have a mitzvah to be melamed zchus. Not to be melamed chov. So if we're listening in on the discussion about the mesis, fine, you want to be melamed chov on the mesis, that's your job. It's not your job to do it about anybody else. And last but not least, tiarog targeno. When it's all said and done, you can't be machzir l'schus, you can be machzir l'choba. Everybody else, you can be machzir l'schus, and you can't be machzir l'choba. This is, I think, just an incredible thing that, again, I forgot to do the count, but we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5 mitzvos that are associated with every single Jew that we come in contact with if he's not a Mesis. Every single Jew who's not a Mesis, we have 5 mitzvos d'oraisa that tell us how we can relate to them in a positive way. Dafka the Mesis is someone who we have to relate to in a fully negative way, and none of those 5 mitzvos apply, and we need a special clause in the pasuk every single time to tell us that's not the case. So I think, although it's, again, perhaps the first and best rule to learn about the Mesis is how important it is for us to surround ourselves with good friends, good environment, people who keep us on the straight and narrow, who are our partners in Avodas Hashem and can help us go forward. But perhaps a close second is just to understand from the way we treat the Mesis, we have to know how we're supposed to relate to every other Jew on the planet. 5 mitzvos asay that need to be undone in order to be nasty and cruel to the Mesis, which means that there are 5 mitzvos asay telling us dafka in the positive, not to be nasty and cruel, but to have avas Yisrael, to be melamed zchus on someone, to help someone out, to have that pity, to have that empathy, and to relate to all of Klal Yisrael in the most positive of ways.